Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The big win at Pitt was a cathartic rollback. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It was raining, not as much as 2 years ago when Sam Howell couldn't grip the ball in the second half. The Panthers jumped out to a quick start just as they had the last two times the Tar Heels played on the revamped riverfront. And social media definitely reacted when it looked like Carolina set up Pitt's second touchdown with a fumble by Drake May that was generously overturned by the replay crew. But this just might be a Tar Heel team that Mack Brown has been campaigning for over the last four-plus years. He has stacked together good recruiting classes that gives him the kind of interior depth on both lines and the athletic talent that can finally shut down the friendly skies of Carolina. They still must handle contending ACC teams at home, where their recent seasons have gone down the drain with disappointing performances at Keenan Stadium. But playing Syracuse, Miami, both undefeated heading into UNC's bye week, before a sold-out home crowd should translate into winning games you were supposed to win, a malady for Brown's program. The effort at Pitt was more exhilarating than perfect. The Heels let the pathetic Panthers jump ahead and get the home crowd into it. But with deference to Sam Howell and other all-ACC quarterbacks who have preceded him, May is a special kind of cat. All we can do is enjoy the ride before he becomes another starter in the NFL, which went decades before having a Tar Heel alum under center in the Big Boy League. Mack's plan might be a departure from his strategy of closing up the state in recruiting and going after outsiders who either had a connection to UNC or an affinity derived from a love of Carolina blue uniforms in all sports. He has said he is not taking five-year recruits who have their hands out for NIL money, or even four stars who say they might bolt for the transfer portal after a good first season. Brown is leaning into more of a Wake Forest model, where astute scouting from his battalion of assistant coaches and analysts can recognize three-star talent that will literally grow into stars of the future. If you can do that year after year and set up a feeder system, you can be good enough to play with any opponents whose biggest names, i.e. Alabama and Clemson, seem to be slipping just a bit. As hard as Brown and his minions work at it, there should be a silver lining somewhere in the future. Is this the year? Only time and execution of recruiting development and game plans will tell. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.